the exhibit. Is it available? It's yours? Good evening, everybody. There's a hargosha that I want to share with you, especially those that are new to Eretz Yisrael, but even those that are just returning here, thank you very, very much. Which is that when you read the Torah, you read about how much Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. And he was davening and davening and pleading. And he didn't manage to do it. And when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you feel like I got the opportunity that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get. And that is, it's really kind of like puts things in a certain light, you know, that it's a tremendous chus to be here. Those of us that live here, and those of us that are, you know, for our first time in Eretz Yisrael, or returning, or whatever it might be, being in Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous chus. Moshe Rabbeinu was desperate to get to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, you know, talking about over 500 tefillos. And in his chus, we're here. So there's a Gemara in Ksuvis. The very last daf in Ksuvis is daf Kuf Yud Beis. You'll get there, Beis Hashem, I hope. There's a Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. And the bottom, the Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Atzvi. Lama Eretz Yisrael Nimshal Atzvi. Why is Eretz Yisrael compared to a deer? There's two answers to the Gemara. I want to focus on the first one for tonight. That a deer, if a person would skin a deer and try to put the flesh back inside the skin, it wouldn't work. The or is not machzik the basar. The or cannot, it doesn't, somehow the skin expands when it's got the flesh inside, but it doesn't really work. You can't really, you can't work it out. It doesn't really make any sense. So to Eretz Yisrael is not really machzik. In other words, there's so many people living in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't really work out. Logically, somehow, something that's beyond nature happens in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the land of miracles. That's what it boils down to. Now, the word tzvi, aside from meaning deer, is also Rosh HaTevis for tzadik be'emunosoy yichya. Tzadik be'emunosoy yichya means you live, tzadik lives with his emuna in Eretz Yisrael. We live on faith. Faith is the very air that we breathe here, because it doesn't make any sense. This country makes no sense. That's why it's called Eretz Atzvi, because it doesn't. You can't fit all these people into this little country. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. I think that the Emuna is really solidifying our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you at every moment, and the month that is, I think, the best to be an example for that relationship is Elul. Elul is Rosh HaTevis, Ani Ledoidi Vidoidili, which means I am to my beloved is to me. It's a feeling of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadik be'emunosi yichya is a person who has emunah who feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. That's a person living with faith. And Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Atzvi. This is the land of faith. It's when we're going to create a connection, a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we didn't have before we got here. That's what Eretz Yisrael is, and the time to start that is Chodesh Elul. Elul is ani ledoidi vidoidili. That's what Elul is. Now, Elul is really the beginning of the process of tshuva. We have Elul is really preparation. We call it pregame for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's really what it is. And a lot of times people can have a feeling like, you know, Elul is, okay, I got plenty of time till I could get myself in Rosh Hashanah mode. But that's what Elul is for, and sometimes you push it off, and before you know it, it's already done. Listen to this. There's an interesting thing that Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Pesach.
V'yehinu melech ha'olam shehakol nihyeh bedvaroi.
Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, when he starts talking about Chodesh Nisan, and he's talking about, you know, we're getting into Pesach, it's the beginning, and he says in the beginning of the month, you don't say Tachanon for the beginning up until, you know, after Yom Tov, and then after Yom Tov, there's Isru Chag. So the Mefarshim asks the question, hold on a second. The Shulchan Aruch goes in chronological order. So why are you telling me about Isru Chag before, and when you're talking about what happens at the beginning of the month of Nisan? And they explain, because in order to appreciate the beginning of the month of Nisan, you have to know that there's going to be an Isru Chag. It's going to end. And you blink and it's over. And before you know it, it's gone. And sometimes people are like, okay, I got time. It's just like the first day I came to Eretz Yisrael. It's the first day of the Zman. I got plenty of time till I get into like Rosh Hashanah mode, you know, till I get into Yom Narayim mode. But you know, if you don't, a person doesn't start right away, you blink and it's over. And it's gone. And it's like, here it is already. I'm like, I'm not prepared. The Rebbe Elimelech Milezhensk. Rebbe Elimelech Milezhensk is very famous as being perhaps the most, one of the most popular Rebbes in history. The Noyim Elimelech. And during the month of El, he didn't see anyone. There was no Kabbalat Kahal, which means that usually people come, thousands of people stream to meet the Rebbe Elimelech. During Elul, he was not available. Unless it was life and death. But otherwise, his doors were closed. It's month of Elul. During Elul, he didn't speak to anybody. Trumas HaDeshen was one of the early Achrayim. During the month of Elul, he davened, and his Talmud writes that Baruch Sha'amar, just that paragraph of Baruch Sha'amar, took an hour for the Trumas HaDeshen during the month of Elul. Because during the month of Elul, he was Marbe in Tefillah. It took an entire hour just for Baruch Sha'amar. Only during Elul. Because Elul, he was like, they're in like a different place. Elul is a very special time. We have to try to capitalize on what Elul is. So let's try to figure out what Elul is about. We say during Elul, David Hashem Oiri. Now, there's numerous different Ramazim in L'David Hashem Oiri for this Tkufa. One is L'David Hashem Oiri is Rosh Hashanah, V'Yishi is Yom Kippur. But there's another one. During El, we start El. Because in the end, we say, Lulei Hamanti Lurois Betuv Hashem. Lulei, the word Lulei, spelt backwards, is El. That sounds like a little bit like interesting, but that's what it is. Lulei Hamanti Lurois Betuv Hashem. The word lulei, lamed vav, lamed aleph, spelled, if you flip it around, it spells the word Elul. So therefore, during the entire month of Elul, we say l'david Hashem because of that. Now, what's the significance of the word lulei and the month of Elul? What's going on over here? I heard a beautiful pshat from Ephraim Waxman. He said like this. The word lulei means if it wasn't for this, if not for. Lulei means if not for the fact. And a person during the course of the year has a lot of things that he says, if it wasn't for. If it wasn't for the fact that I got sick, so I would have had a better week. If it wasn't for the fact that my roommate snores, I would have gotten up for Shacharis. If it wasn't for the fact that I got into a fight with my Rebbe, so I would have learned better. People have over the course of the year many excuses. If it was the fact that I had my old phone, it probably wouldn't have rang during the Beis Medrash. Just every person has reasons why things happen. It's lulei, if it wasn't for that. And we always have excuses for why things happen. During the month of Elul, we have to try to turn back the excuses. Flip it around. Elul is no more lulei. No more excuses during Elul. Elul is get all of the distractions out of your life. For 1 month, focus on one thing only, your connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. Nothing else. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. That's all you got to think about during Elul. People have lots of other things that end up like, you know, they distract them. During Elul, just push it away. Push it away during Elul. That's what Elul is about. Sfas Emes says the following thing. says the Sfas Emes, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, says that Elul is Rosh Hashanah lemaiser behema. Why is Elul Rosh Hashanah lemaiser behema? The Mishnah says, in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, there's lots of different Rosh Hashanahs. We have Rosh Hashanah, you know, for Din, we have Rosh Hashanah le'ilanoi, Stu b'Shvat. You have all different Rosh Hashanahs. Elul is Rosh Hashanah lemaiser behema. He says the following thing. Says the Sfas Emes. You know that a person during the entire year can be busy with a lot of things. He gives a mashal. He says a person who is, his job is basically, he's a campaign manager. He's trying to campaign. He wants people to vote for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We want everyone to get on board. We want everyone to join our party. We're at a party, and we want everyone to join the party. So you're busy with this one, you're busy with that one, you're busy doing mitzvahs, you're getting people to try to get their attention. They should appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Now what happens if the person who is the top of the party, he's the one running for the president or for whatever he's running for, he calls a meeting. He calls a meeting and he wants his closest people at the meeting. You're going to bring all those people that you're like, you're trying to get to vote to come to the meeting? Of course not. It's like, this is only the meeting of the close confidants. It's only the meeting of the people that are, you know, part of the team. We want them all voting for us, but... Says the Sfas Emes, Elul ani ledoidi vedoidi li, is just drop all of that stuff. Busy with that other months, other times for all that things, all the distractions. Leave it alone. During Elul, it's just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happens when the person does Meiser Behema is you got a lot of animals, the rest of all Chol. Very nice, they're good, there's nothing wrong with them. They're Chol. There's Kodesh, 1 month. Which is the month of Kodesh? Which is the month where you have to just focus all your energies on just creating a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Not busy with all the people. It's beautiful. Busy with people. He's being Mechazik Yidin, you know, gives them brachas, gives them eitzes, all that. But no, not during Elul. During Elul, I'm focused on my relationship with Hashem. Even the Heilig Rebbe Elimelech. I got to just me and Hashem. That's Meiser Behema. That's that month. This one is you brand this one Kodesh. This month is holy. The month of Elul. That's what it's got to be. It's a mashal I once heard from, a similar type of mashal. I got to heard it from the previous Chabatzky Rebbe. And he said the following mashal. He said, you know, when a person's on a flight, so the jobs of the stewards and the stewardesses is to take care of people. You got a lot of things they could do. You can bring them drinks. You can bring them their food. Duty free. They even nowadays in Allah they collect money for whatever charity. You got a lot of things that a person has to do when they're on the plane. But when you're getting ready for landing, you shut down the duty free. You shut down food service. You shut down everything. There's only one thing we're doing. We're preparing for landing. That's it. We don't have any other job. Elul, we're preparing for landing. It's the end of the year. This is it. There's nothing else on our mind. We're not busy making other people, you know, taking care of other people, doing other things. Your job right now is to make sure you have a safe landing. That's what Elul is. And that's what a person's focus should be during Elul. The Sfas Emes. I'm sorry, the Nesiv HaShalom. Nesiv HaShalom was the Slonim HaRebbe. Slonim HaRebbe was not feeling well. He lived, passed away something in the area 15 years ago, maybe less. Something in that area. He wrote a sefer called Nesiv HaShalom. Slonim HaRebbe was given some very, very bad news right at the end of the month of Av. He was told that he's very sick. And he needs an emergency surgery immediately. Now, the story I'm about to tell you is something that's not for people on our madrega. You clearly see something about the Slonim HaRebbe, but I could show you the story inside. And it just happened 20 years ago. Slonim HaRebbe said, "I'm not doing the surgery." The family said, "You have to do the surgery." He said, "Until after Yom Kippur, there's nothing to talk about. Okay, it's about to be Rosh Chodesh Elul. Nothing to talk about." They said, "But the doctor says you need the surgery right now." He said, "I'm not doing anything till after Yom Kippur." You know, you can't force a person to do something he doesn't want to do. Slonim HaRebbe didn't do the surgery. Comes after Yom Kippur, and he's ready for surgery. They're doing the pre-surgery, all the tests, and the doctor said, "Somehow, whatever you had, is gone. And it must be that over time, time healed your whatever disease, whatever it was. And the Sama said it wasn't time. It was Elul. This happened Elul. I had Elul. And this is not, you know, this is way beyond us. This is someone living like a whole different type of reality. 20 years ago, but a whole different reality. But my point is, we have to appreciate what we have here. We're living in Eretz Yisrael, a place that defies reality. The miracles that happen in this country, on a consistent basis. Ask anyone that lives here. This is a land of miracles. And the miracles that happen to everyone can happen to you. But a person has to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he has to appreciate it. The person's going to come here and he's going to get busy, and before you know it, so many times people say, well, I can't believe I'm leaving already. Why can't you believe it? Because it happened so fast because I wasn't really like, I wasn't living in the moment. I got later for it. I'll do it later. There's always other opportunities. But we don't have that. Appreciate every second of Elul. Every second of being in Eretz Yisrael. And live the dream. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's dream, to be here. And you, for you the dream came true. For him it didn't. And Moshe davened for all of us that we should be able to. And Lamaisa, he took the hit for everyone. Because Moshe could have come in. The reason he didn't is because if Moshe would have come in, we wouldn't be here today. So Moshe took the hit for all of us. It's in order that we should be able to come to Eretz Yisrael and appreciate what Eretz Yisrael has to give us. And during month of El Dafka, Beis Hashem, with Siyat Dishmaya, it's a time of tremendous aliyah. The Tzvi is famous for his ability to run. It's called Eretz HaTzvi, right? The land of the deer. And Chazal tell us, you should be Ratz Katzvi. What does that mean? A person can run in Eretz Yisrael. It's like unbelievable. Unbelievable what a person can do. It defies logic what we can accomplish. You just have to believe. Tzadik be'emunasoi yichya is Eretz HaTzvi. Believe in the miracle. The miracle means the transformation that you can do. Someone's going to say, but you're not capable of that. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz HaTzvi, where it doesn't make any sense. The flesh doesn't fit in the skin. It doesn't make any sense. It defies logic. That's what happens here. Everything that happens. The steiging is beyond the norm. It's beyond logic. You just need to believe. So Beis Hashem L'siyat D'Shemaya. We're going to make this El in Yeshiva a whole different plane. We're going to live in a whole different intensity of appreciating that now's the time to zone in. There's a lot of other things which maybe there'll be times to do other things in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe there'll be times for other things in your life, but not during Elul. Elul is when we're focused on one thing only, on your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why for Elul, for example, there's a little bit more emphasis on being in the Yeshiva during Shabbos. Shabbos Elul. Right, during the rest of the year, there's more opportunities to go out on Shabbos. But why? Because right now, the Beis Medrash is the place where a person builds his relationship with Hashem. Here, Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Hashem Atziyat Dishmaya. All of us will be zoicha to a tremendous, phenomenal zman, to a ksiva v'chasima toiva, and to a good gebenchtia.